Sheila Hamill here once more with New Day Dawning. You won't regret tuning in because we've got some great songs for you on today's programme and some reflections on a Bible reading to get you thinking. So welcome to you all, especially those of you listening in our local hospitals in Newcastle and Gateshead. Our theme today is all about judging others. First of all, I have a request this week from John Strawn, and he's asked for a really cheerful song called Oh Happy Day. If you have a request too, please send it in to info@radiotyneside.co.uk. It's always good to hear from you, and I'll try and fit your song in when the theme is right. Here then is Oh Happy Day for you, John. I've chosen the one from the film Sister Act, the part where the young people in the choir are discovering that they can really sing, and the nervous soloist simply takes flight after a very shaky start.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Wash my sins away, oh happy day. That song's a great one for today, as our gospel reading is all about washing and getting rid of that which makes us unclean. Let's hear today's reading, continuing with Mark's Gospel, chapter 7 this time, and beginning to read at verse 1. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law, who had come from Jerusalem, gathered round Jesus, and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders, instead of eating their food with unclean hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'These people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely rules taught by men.' You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men." Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot,
how many of you found that version of the hymn Just As I Am uplifting? I know I did. In this hymn we bring all of our burdens, all our baggage to God, and we come to him just as we are, our true selves. It was sung to us there by Brian Dirksen. Rules are important so we can have order in society and people can be protected by them. But some laws are quite bizarre, like this one, enacted by Edward VI. Any person found breaking a boiled egg at the sharp end will be sentenced to 24 hours in the village stocks. Now, what is that one all about? Some laws are now obsolete for very good reason, like this one. If a steam locomotive is driven on roads, a man must walk in front of the vehicle with a red flag. Can you just imagine the traffic jams if that were still in existence? The Bible records 10 commandments, important rules given by God to Moses for the people, rules which have been the foundation for laws we have today. But these 10 were developed and added to over the centuries, so that by the time of Jesus, these 10 had developed into thousands. The Jewish leaders were enforcers of these laws and everyone was expected to obey them. Now in this Bible reading we see how Jesus' disciples have been judged because they had not washed their hands before eating. Shock, horror. For the law was such that food was deemed to be absolutely foul and unfit when touched with unclean hands. and Jesus seems to bear the brunt of the criticism. After all, they were his disciples. So in saying to Jesus, "Your disciples are not obeying the law," they're actually questioning his competence as a teacher. What they're really saying is, "You're the teacher, you should keep them right, or are you a lowlife too?" They were watching and waiting and judging. Consequently, there was no way for a sinner man to run to. Let's listen to "O Sinner Man" by Nina Simone.
"O sinner man, where you gonna run to? Sinner man, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me, I run to the rock. Please hide me, run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you, Dad, all on that day. I said, Rock, what's the matter with you, Rock? Don't you see I need you, Rock? Lord, 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 all on that day. So I ran to the river, it was bleeding, I ran to the sea. It was bleeding, I ran to the sea. It was bleeding all on that day. So I ran to the river, it was boiling, I ran to the sea. It was boiling, I ran to the sea."
This original version of Nina Simone's Sinner Man is over 10 minutes long, but she eventually gets round to singing, "O sinner man, you should have been a-praying." When we pray, there's hope for us. I wonder if you've heard the story where a Jewish man and an Englishman were talking about their respective races, and the Jewish man said, "You've taken everything from us. You even took our 10 commandments." Whereupon the Englishman replied, "Oh yes, but we didn't keep them." Many a true word is spoken in jest, so they say. But Jesus here is quick to respond to his critics by turning the tables on them. It's a popular saying today that when we criticise others, pointing one finger of judgment at them, we're actually pointing, if we look, at three fingers pointing back at ourselves, inviting God's judgment upon us. Jesus knew his accusers were guilty of many sins. They, as leaders of the people, would sometimes avoid obeying the 10 commandments by putting man-made rules in place of them. They also set a bad example as leaders, forever judging others, when they themselves were guilty of far worse deeds. This is what angered Jesus, for such people put others off religion and turn them away from God. Oscar Wilde once said to someone, "I hope you've not been leading a double life, pretending to be wicked and being really good all the time, for that would be hypocrisy." Of course, the kind of hypocrisy Jesus saw here was quite the opposite. These elders were leading a double life, play-acting at faith and not living it as they should, by way of loving and encouraging people rather than putting them down. Here's a song called "Ain't Nobody's Fault But Mine" by the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Bible I can read. I got a Bible I can read. If I fail to read it and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, my mother, she taught me how to pray. Mother, she taught me how to pray. if I fail to pray and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
This is just to remind you that this is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the ward entertainment system, and on 1575 AM in the hospital community and on Radio Player. Sometimes people don't realise when they do something that's wrong. I still remember a time when I was very little and I shocked a friend's mother when I licked the sauce bottle after I'd used it at her tea party. I can still remember her horrified face and the shame on my older sister's face too. Shock, horror. I was also in trouble when I got home too and it was reported. But you live and learn, don't you? There was a time in Jewish history when the people were ignorant of rules and laws. It was a time when the Jewish people had been allowed to return to their homeland after being held in captivity in Babylon for 70 years, and rules had been allowed to slip while they'd been away in this foreign land. So when a prophet called Ezra stood up and read the rule books to them on their return, they were horrified. They really didn't know they were guilty of wrongdoing. So they were encouraged to repent and turn back to God, and they did. Here's a song about that time, one of mine, from Kaleidoscope of Characters, called Ezra the Scribe. Now Ezra was a scribe who read the book of law, taught the people all they'd never heard before. He read it from the dawn until the noonday sun, with his little team of helpers, 'twas a marathon. And as the people heard it, they began to cry. Listen very carefully and I'll tell you why. The people had been exiled, didn't know they'd sinned. Said Ezra, go and dry your eyes and come back again. For 7 long days the holy word was read. I bet they thought about it even in their beds. And so they decided, all of them as one, that they would all repent before the day was done. The difference here in today's story is that the elders weren't ignorant of the rules like the captives in that song. They were blind to their own faults. But Jesus is not daunted by these critics. He continues speaking and is about to break one more law in their eyes. He said, "Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him." This outraged them, for it was their firm belief that certain foods were unclean and must not be eaten. By saying this, Jesus was declaring all foods clean. But then he goes one step further. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. And he lists them. All these evils that he lists come from inside and makes a man unclean. Jesus always seemed to be able to sense what was in someone's heart. I wonder if our hearts are that transparent to him. If he were looking into the heart of our nation today, what would he have to say about us? This song, Beauty for Brokenness, invites us all to consider whether the love and compassion we believe in and preach is actually what we practice.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cure for their ills. Work for the craftsman, trade for the skills, land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak, voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear, cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Rest for the ravaged earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, a future and dreams. Lord, end our madness, carelessness, greed. Make us content with the things that we need. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray.
That was Graeme Kendrick. And could I just repeat the chorus of his song as our prayer for today? God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. What other lessons do we learn from today's reading? Who is it that we point the finger at today? As a nation, might we be blind to our own faults? And are we able to admit our own faults before we judge others? Our next song, also by Graeme Kendrick, asks God to set us free by way of truth. It invites God to search us, try us, consume all our darkness, and change us into his likeness. It's called, Lord, the Light of Your Love is Shining.
Shine, Jesus, shine.
In reality, there's only one person's life we can really change, and that's our own, by turning to God, repenting and confessing our sins. But we can all pray for our nation and for our world. In the second book of Chronicles are these words. The Lord says, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." This final song is based on that reading. This is Sheila Hamill. Thank you for staying with me right through till the end of the programme. But don't go anywhere, because Martin Green is next with his breakfast show. My thanks to Andrew Ridgwick for his technical expertise in bringing you this programme and for his keyboard skills in two of today's songs of mine. I do hope you'll join me next week. God bless you and keep you well and safe in his care. Bye for now.
When the heavens do not open and there is no more rain, when locust hordes devour the land, whenever there's a plague, whenever there's a plague, the Lord says, if my people, all those called by my name, will pray in all humility, repent and seek my